You call it fragments of the Anthropocene. Am I saying that right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
This word Anthropocene. What does it mean? How does your work look at that?
Well, the term was coined in around 2000 by I believe it's a geologist Paul Crutzen, and the term is meant to denote a particular record in Earth's history that would essentially replace the Holocene, which is essentially what's considered to be this current time that we're living in geologically. But for a long time now, humans have human activity has impacted the Earth system in ways that the geological processes and environmental processes are being affected. And so this term, the Anthropocene, has been tossed around in the science community and in the humanities, but it's not yet been like set in stone, so to speak.
Your work kind of looks back on that era, future time.
Yeah, in some respects. And so these are also kind of an imaginary archaeological exhibition of things that I've created, but still have a place in materials and objects that I've excavated from various sites. I'm not an archaeologist. I'm not a naturalist. I'm not a scientist. I am an artist, and I am a painter first and foremost. And so much of my gathering process is somewhat to do with what strikes me and what speaks to me in a certain way. I believe objects have a certain ontology that they speak and are alive in certain respects. And some things actually have history. Like I said, some pieces I've added to this work from the Petersburg area. I'm new to Petersburg, but just walking around, there's so much history here that history is literally laying around on the beaches. So some pieces like this broken ceramic cup has some of what looks to me like some of the mulling that I see around town painted in town. But then some of these other objects are simply from the earth and from exhausted land spaces, burlap from old gardens, but then also materials like plastic that are ubiquitous now, can be found all over the world in ocean gyres of the Pacific, in small marine life, and even in our own bodies. Things that environmental philosopher Timothy Morton refers to as hyperobjects, these things that we've put into the world that exist beyond our conception, spatially and temporally.
You call yourself a painter. This is definitely not painting. I would say some of it looks kind of like collage. Other is just plain and simple sculpture, I think.
Right. And I started my art career, over 20 years ago, my whole life actually. But I began as a painter and working with traditional artist materials. And in fact, working landscape and figuratively representational imagery. My concerns have always been with the human condition and our environment. And so I moved out to Bethel in 2000, Bethel, Alaska, and my interests were very much in painting the landscape. And I often imagined myself like moving across to canvas and imagining these beautiful horizons and these wonderful vistas. But my whole life hunting and fishing and moving on the land, it wasn't really getting it for me to paint these pictorial images that have a single narrative. And I learned a lot living out in rural Alaska and in Bethel that really changed my paradigm and my perspective on what landscape and nature means and the roles that humans have played in that. And so, some of these things like colonization, the industrialization, acidification, pollution, all of these things are playing a dramatic role in how we mix with our environment. We always have, but now it's super clear.
And even since you've been in Bethel, you completed a fine arts degree, right, down in Portland?
Mm-hmm. I finished my MFA at the Pacific Northwest College of Art.
So that must have changed you a little bit.
Sure, yeah. It really opened my eyes to a lot of writing and ways of working that allowed me to reconsider what it means to be in the studio making images and making objects about the natural world, and really altered my perception of myself in relation to the natural world, and really got me thinking, is like, how can I generate and present ideas about the natural world without painting pictures of the natural world? So my interest lied in a lot of the more personal, emotive sympathies of the viewer, really. So in order to open that up and bring that into a dialogue with landscape and nature, I moved away from traditional art materials and gathered materials from here in Petersburg on short visits from around the Oregon area. And really, I filled my studio in school with all of these objects. So at first I was working very sculpturally, and these were installations. I was hanging nets and laying shovels out and bringing in animal skulls, but it still wasn't really getting it at what I felt was a more open discussion about the natural world and our relationship to it. I revisited some artists that I had learned about decades ago, the work of Anselm Kiefer and Mark Dion, are two artists that heavily influenced my work. With Anselm Kiefer, I began to look at found objects in a conversation with painting and more of the felt and expressive aspects of working with landscape and human history. And so I began to add dirt and adhesives to the work, building up these surface layers that really, I think, enrich the surface and also give the viewer something to really attach to, as opposed to the skein of paint. There's a certain distance. However, dirt or burlap, incinerated paper and canvas, these are materials, I think, that resonate with the viewer, and they can bring their own experiences to it. And then with Mark Dion, thinking in terms of an imaginary archaeology, that these could potentially be objects of a future time that are unearthed. And also their scale as fragments. The fragment was really important for me. These originally, my practice started off working very large. Some of these pieces were like 20 feet long and 10 feet high. And that was great in the context of like the grand vista, the beautiful view of the natural world. But I was more concerned with what's right under our feet. And the fragment for me is also about things that are displaced and lost and that do become unearthed or decay and return, and the natural world takes over again.